Meditation and mindfulness for work and life. Why is that important? Why do we at Deeper Dive Consulting believe that it's important? This is Jacinta White, and I'm excited to share some of my journey with you in regards to meditation and mindfulness. What I know from working with several organizations throughout the Winston-Salem, North Carolina area, as well as being invited to lead retreats and do facilitations outside of the state. I am working with leaders and with followers, and I see the stress. I see and hear the concerns and the needs, and have a peculiar lens into what's happening in the workplace and often in homes and in communities. And in my own life as an artist and as a facilitator and corporate trainer, I know firsthand the stress and the weight that work and life can carry. And so I knew that I needed to do something differently in my personal life to sleep better and to feel healthier and more vibrant and more calm. And I turned to meditation. And for me, it has to be a consistent practice of being still, of emptying myself, of not thinking about the past and what maybe I could have done differently, or processing why someone may have said something in a particular way, nor thinking too much about the future, thinking about how are things going to turn out, what's the next move for the business, where do I want to be in 5 years. So for meditation, to me, it brings me back to the present moment, and it allows internal space to open up and a sense of freedom. And meditation is a form of mindfulness. We can be mindful in every aspect of our lives. We can be mindful when we eat and when we clean up the kitchen. We can be mindful when we're playing with our children and in a conversation with our spouse and colleagues. So we can be mindful in every aspect of our lives. Meditation is a practice of mindfulness. And what I want to do as part of Deeper Dive Consulting is to provide tools and techniques around meditation and mindfulness. This does not at all take the place of trainings and facilitations and conversations, but I felt the desire and the need to extend what it is that we offer. Because I know you are thinking about and wondering if you made the right move when you left your previous position, or if you did the right thing when you gave the feedback that you provided for your colleague, or did you respond the right way to your child or to your spouse? You think about that. You think about what has to happen next in the workplace because you're under pressure and under timelines and under budget constraints and are being asked to do more with less resources. And you do it because you're committed to the job and because of your work ethic and because of the passion and because you don't know what else you would do. And all of that is fine. And yes, there is a time to think about and to reflect on yesterday and on last year. And yes, there is the need and the importance of planning, of thinking strategically, of taking days and hours and even months of looking at where you want to be and having those SMART goals and the steps to reach them. All of that is important. All of it is necessary. But we have to add to that the pauses, the stillness, the breathing, the emptying. We have to add that too. We can't just work. We can't always be in our head and expect to have a healthy life and a healthy lifestyle and to have joy and peace. Stress is going to be a part of our lives. Yep, can't get rid of that. I mean, maybe if we just move to the other end of the world and could live off of whatever we saved, perhaps we would be, perhaps. So stress is going to be with us, but how can we deal with it in a healthier way? How can we give ourselves the gift of our own attention so that we can be a better spouse, a better parent, a better leader, a better employer, a better employee? And I have found, and many others, and there's scientific studies that have proven that meditation and mindfulness help. So that's why this is here, this page is here. That's hopefully why you are here. It's a journey. I'm glad that you're on it with me. If you have any questions or want to talk more about this directly, my email is jacinta@deeperdiveconsulting.com, and I would love to talk with you more. The website, of course, is deeperdiveconsulting.com, and there's a page there just on meditations and mindfulness. Thanks, and be well.